This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, July 25th. Profit taking in the market Monday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Alan Nuckman.
So the forecasts now are focusing on the 2 weeks of weather ahead. Now we have some bearish seasonal trends for this time of year, and we also have price shock potential, and that's if we get some more interesting weather that comes into the picture. But right now, forecast, what it is, talking about the weatherman, so it's not a for sure deal, unless there's some hot weather, it'll be hard to get back above that 407 level that we saw last week. So you're seeing a little bit of unwind, a little bit of disappointment as the new forecasts come out. What's important here is that high is still intact and it's never been attacked.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 10.5 at 488 and 3/4. September corn ended the day down 2.5 at 376 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 10.5, ranging from 523 and 3/4 to 550. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for August were down 8.5, ranging from 567 and a half to 582 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August were down 15.25 from 850 and a half to 870 and a half. Live cattle for August were down 255 at 114.25. August feeder cattle were down 450 at 148.47 and a half. And August Class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 1550. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.